someone we all love and know, Renee Wright. Yes.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Renee. She turns the big 50, which I wish I was.
In 2 days, I'm still in my 40s. Just want to set the record straight. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, I knew that there would be little ones with us today, so I actually have a couple videos that are going to be incorporated in my message. So, because today I'm going to be talking about our super suit. So the Bible often uses physical things to teach us about spiritual things. So one example is Paul's teaching of the armor of God. Now the passage, of course, is found in Ephesians 10 to 20. And I know that most of you are familiar with the armor of God. And some of you even know how to pick a piece of some of those armor and wear them so that you can get out there and conquer your day. But do you actually put your armor on when you get up in the morning? Or do you actually just take pieces of it and put it on? Or are you actually wearing just parts of the armor, and maybe your own armor, because you think you can get through it without God? So three examples of the armor, of how it protects his military soldiers. So when they prepare for battle, they absolutely need to have their armor. They need to have equipment. They have a sword, they have a helmet, they have their shield, and they would never go on the battlefield without their protection. A next example is football players. So football players, they absolutely need that protection. They also need a helmet. They need shoulder pads. They need cleats. They need mouth guards and a ton other equipment, because you would never watch a football game and see a player without any of that, or I'll call it armor, but without any of that equipment on. And the third example was asparagus. Asparagus wears armor. Okay, so there's this little guy's name's Junior. And this little Junior Asparagus, he actually was asked to go on a mission so that he could go save the day. So before he went on this mission, he wanted to get his super suit. So go ahead. So Junior says, I can do this as long as I have my super suit. Well, the problem was that Junior, he went on and he got his super suit, but the super suit actually made him invincible. He felt that nothing could touch him. So as he went out on his mission in his brand new super suit, he found out that he was struggling, because the super suit, even while he was wearing it, he was still fearful and he was still afraid. So he wasn't able to conquer the day and save the day. But Junior did realize and found out that it's God's armor that he needed to wear. And when he put on God's super suit, the armor of God, that God saved the day. So Junior learned a very valuable lesson. And we know that truly the only true super suit is God's armor. I guess, Susan, you'd play the next one. So that is the armor of God. So just wanted to give you guys a reminder that it's real, it exists. And even though we can't see it, we have to put it on, and we put it on in faith. So military soldiers, football players, and asparagus, they wear different suits of armor to protect themselves. But we as Christians, we absolutely have to wear our armor. So we have to do that too, because we want to protect our life, our feelings, and our thoughts. And we have to protect those because we want to protect ourselves from the dangers that come from Satan. Now in Ephesians 6:11 says that the Lord will make you strong against the devil's evil plans. So the first thing we need to do when we wake up in the morning is what?
What?
Hello? Exactly. We want to put on the armor of God. And if we do not put on the armor of God, God's super suit, we find ourselves coming under attack. We get anxious. We get panicked. We get frustrated. And yeah, sometimes we actually get a little argumentative whenever we actually have conversations with those we love. So, Susan, go ahead and play the next one. So he was trying to find a different suit. He wasn't trying to find God's super suit. And if we wear God's super suit in the morning, all that chaos that goes on the outside, we can handle it. God's going to help us get through that. And even when we engage in conversation with our spouses, with our kids, if we wear our super suit, he's going to give us the words. He's going to give us the knowledge, and he's going to give us the patience so that we don't get angry, we don't get upset, and that we don't do what pretty much that just happened. So with God's super suit, the one aspect that I wanted to bring up of the suit are the good news boots. Now, the good news boots is really that we're supposed to go walking out and telling people about Jesus. And you might say, okay, so how do I talk about Jesus? And I feel uncomfortable just going up to a perfect stranger and talking about Jesus. So I don't want to sound super churchy. I don't want to sound religious. So I don't know if I can do that. Well, what I'm going to tell you today is that you can do that, because God gives us the armor. He gives us the good news boots. And what you need to do and how you go out and reach out to those that you don't know, these perfect strangers, ask them how God sees them. Do you know that you're loved? Do you know that you're valued? Do you know that you're never alone? Those are the things that God promises. And the reason why we know that, and because we can say it and we can bring that to perfect strangers, is because his word says it. So as we learn to believe in those things as well, because it's in the Bible. So 1 John 4:19. So we love because he first loved us. Ephesians 2:4. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love, with which he loved us. You are loved. Joshua 1:9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Matthew 28:20. I am with you always. Never. You guys are never alone. Now we have Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You have purpose. Honestly, from Luke 12:24, look, ravens, they don't know how to plant seeds. Ravens don't know how to harvest. They don't have a pantry. They don't have a refrigerator. But yet God feeds them. So how much more valuable are you to him than the birds? You are valued. So when it comes to God and what he has asked for us to do, he gives us that beautiful blueprint that we intentionally wear God's armor so that we can protect ourselves from those crazy attacks that Satan tries to throw on us. We wear God's super suit so that we can walk in the good news boots. Therefore, we want to make a difference in somebody else's life to share with them what we already know is to be true, which is that as we put on his super suit, we can tell others, because we know that you are valued. You are loved. You are never alone. So this was just an encouragement for everybody to say that we have a great God. We have the tools that he has given us. We just have to wear them, and we have to be intentional when we do wear them. All right, so everybody, wear your super suit. We want to wear God's super suit. Wear his armor, wear it intentional, and we can do great things for the kingdom. All right. Thanks, guys.